minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on those for interview. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high that are a bit, well, what I didn't actually realise was that this is for a specific application.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea, because I don't know. And they require that the, actually, I'll get to that, point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can adapt from it. So, presentations, anybody got?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Ready to go? Okay. Stuff.
So
I'll plug you in.
Do you want me to hold?
Just scribble on it. I'm gonna have to swap the lines.
So after that,
it's function F8.
F8.
Oh,
sorry,
F8.
Me again, Raj, as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out. Yeah, sure.
Again, if you just click that, it'll go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, sorry, I have to see the others also.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have to look out the market potential for this product. Like consumer likings and everything, what is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then
press F5 to start.
Sorry, okay, yeah, I can. Then the methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they not prefer, what problems they do encounter, in all these type of things. Then what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this fact also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at €25, which may seem quite high, but if our looks are if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls, but rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumer want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of things. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. Then it was function I want to go
Oh, you want to go back just to sleep.
to. Okay, thank you. Then if we look at these slides, these are in your shared documents, you can see. Sorry.
I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look out the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there so as to enhance our profit,
So
enhance
these
our sales.
services are
Yeah,
aimed at
these are different age group persons, like, sorry, I can open it in another way. Yes, if we look at the cost, whether the consumers they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So we
Well,
should
also
look.
we're looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at that factor also. So
Yeah,
yes.
which I think the 25 to 35 is usual. So.
Yeah. So and then yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also. So as that people, consumers could easily learn, they need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me. Yes, thank you.
Follow on with
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
We have to
Oh,
take that
sorry.
to you guys, sorry.
I just kicked over one of them. Volume's still not done.
Brian, this one also I typed.
Okay.
Thank you very
I'll
much,
let you
Brian.
keep clicking. Okay.
If you want me to help.
Okay, and then what do I press? F8?
F8, function
F8.
F8.
Okay, cool.
It's not coming. Function F8 again. Yeah.
My signal.
Computer. Computer adjusting,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it off the grid?
F5.
F5, and I press that again to get it off as well.
Escape.
F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface design designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the operator should have on the user, and I want to point out our motto for the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashion. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button? The
Just the
arrow?
left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them. Do I press F5, is it?
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly if there's a bit in badges about RSI and things like that.
And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery.
Organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or
yeah,
a big 7-inch big screen, anyway. So, that's a really big screen. So handheld and portable.
Right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that. So
and
maybe.
Also, the company want to keep it stuck to the TV for. To keep down the
production
time.
Oh right, okay, sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to
mm-hmm.
set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark.
Exactly.
Which it does already exist, but it's not very
yeah.
widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or the chargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, that's it.
So, I noticed you talked about speech recognition and whistling,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious, you know, have you done your research into how many people can whistle? Or is that a function you want in there now?
Do you
have trouble
whistling?
I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose
yeah.
that's true.
Or
well,
some
you could,
voice.
Basically, instead of a whistle, if it's got voice recognition, you can have it just, you know, where are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's costly though. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then will the response be a beep back at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me set this up. Call your hand and press F5. Function F5?
Function F8 for the...
Function F8.
Yeah.
I need to put it on the main button.
I think it's just a black thing. Let's go.
Okay.
industrial designer. My job is to take in input from you guys. So it's 50 month first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, is this automatic speech recognition feature, or noise detection feature for when you lose your load, if you have a microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, beep back and say, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it beeping back at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a that would be a consideration to take into account.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do anything.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of great products we made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
For high speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, have a great deal of experience with industrial design.
If you can build spacecraft, you have no problem with that. I'm not control.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. You get a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, for the cavalry and all, just I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
You could have a, you know.
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated, isn't it?
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
50 million was a profit.
50 million euros, we've got
as a profit.
Make profit, so we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, you need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer case, cheap plastic. Actually, just like a tenth of the price, maybe even less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that
a
little base
station
or something?
Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with battery, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but it's cheaper.
I mean, if you think about these base stations, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self connecting brake in it, so I don't think it would up the price that much.
The user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, listening recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing. So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and these parts look like that. It's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works. we've all used it, and we want to be in a company designed with our own controls. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, not volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings that can turn it on and sound blast.
That's a good idea, actually. I like
that. Yeah, me too.
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these logic. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. We had that, to disinclude teletext, because it's become outdated and everybody uses the same internet anyway. Oracle would have to say with that. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put the fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you know.
Yeah.
So
well,
to strike a balance between a few and a.
Mm-hmm.
Or it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't want teletext on.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send.
About cost?
About that. About whether people would require teletext in the remote, teletext option in the remote.
Okay.
Remote
okay.
So, I take it your position, Anna, is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with the. A gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chatter that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Raj, said people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop-down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have, it goes to a different select the button,
Yeah.
so it keeps it simple. Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was thinking.
So.
So I guess that would be too familiar.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's really, really very important point. As if we look at the market, because people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, then both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I take it. I know of no products.
That came out 2 years ago. They had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, BBC One goes to that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem.
Mm.
They mentioned, if the television says you, it's not BBC.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. An advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or
mm-hmm.
turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around the noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, like the ones that we can't hear, or something. That will activate the remote control start.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the top.
Yeah.
And then we could do just, subtract the kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker. A microphone by the TV speaker and transmitter there that sends back to your remote. Because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into
the TV. That's the only thing.
But then you have like a little separate module.
It comes with the remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by the
car. Basic RF.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be cheap.
Right. That's certainly possible. And another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, whatever you want the remote for, to change a channel or to turn the TV on and off. You just shout your command to it, and it'll do it for you if it's within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be somewhere in your room that you have no idea where it is, and still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV, though, which might make our image a little bit awesome.
Yeah.
Or
hopefully, we'll do it out of a job.
Or have
Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And
expense and time. So I think if we're going to go, the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. I'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest
Yeah, the material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it.
If
you're sitting in the dark for too long,
or if it's down on the couch cushions, it's really easy to find light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we can certainly use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Because what I thought
if we're gonna have to if we're gonna have the logo on as well, a bright yellow logo in our slogan. Then, you know, they're gonna be fairly brightly coloured anyway. And you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark deal, just as gimmick.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the light and draw.
Alright, so
that was more of a
if we're gonna go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out then, do you think? It makes it fairly unnecessary then.
Yeah, unnecessary.
So we've got we want to go with the TFT idea.
Is that we're getting far too straight now.
I think the sort of finder things. I mean, it's could probably write a sort of good diagram for that percent.
Well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot when they get thrown around. It's a good chance to TFT screen the brain. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they need to?
No, I mean, well, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. That's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You'll find out about teletext. You could find that.
Teletext speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of an expensive. No?
Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits. It'd be a small vocabulary speech recognition system.
Well, that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Folks. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. So we'll go with speech recognition, yeah?
Yeah.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability.
Glow in dark?
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize them.
Sure.
And I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
In where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
Should be when you
AMI scenario controller.
Is it in share document?
And then hit that little folder up
The
project
documents, yeah, it's on your desktop as well.
It is not giving anything. Project documents.
And I'm sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them there, rather than just about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then meeting to up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Sorry,
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material is a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chopped around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber.
More sort of flesh-like than plasticky.
But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they means, if children catch hold of you or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use, it should be So we have to safety point of view also. We have to take care.
I think that with more organic shape that it won't be as, we won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
It smells good for children.
We go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on, and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's gonna have to, it's gonna be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
With the colour, doesn't have to be all yellow.
Please, God, no. Well, I wouldn't, I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror. So
yeah.
I think just having a
small logo,
logo
with the like a small yellow strip or yellow square with a logo in it.
Okay, any last words, please? Okay. So, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime.
That's great.
Okay, that's a bit more like that. Something of ordering, some reason to it, and the last one.
Somebody pressed OK, it vibrates.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Check
here. Yeah,
just
like
I've got
four hours. Yeah, that's
amazing.
I finished reading that. Oh.